Let's continue now in prayer. Gracious and loving one, we praise you for your wisdom and insight that has been passed down throughout the generations. Your word is our wisdom. As we hear your word read and proclaimed, may it give us insight, strength, and courage. Open our hearts and our minds on this day that we might receive what you want to give. Speak, Lord. Your people listen. Today's reading from the letter of James offers more wisdom and talks about leading the good life from a Christian perspective. Susan will be reading from the Epistle of James, chapter 3, verse 13 through chapter 4, verse 3, and then 7 through 8a. Listen for the word of God.
Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly, in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. So ends the reading.
Thanks, Susan. Now, according to the Gospel of Mark, Jesus foretells his passion, his death, three times, to show that no one fully understands what Jesus is saying until after the crucifixion. Mark presents the disciples as responding inappropriately after each prediction. Today, we hear the disciples respond to news of Jesus' impending suffering and death by arguing about which one of them is the greatest. Reading from Mark chapter 9, verses 30 through 37, listen again for God's word to us today. They went on from there and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent. For on the way, they had argued with one another who was the greatest. Jesus sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.